time to be here tonight in the presence of the Lord. Amen. We're so thankful that next door is our children's church, our teen outreach class tonight back there. And in here, we come, amen, to grow in Jesus Christ. Amen. I want to grow my roots deeper. Amen. Hallelujah. And if you don't put your roots down, well, you'll never have the fruit that you need in your life. And we're so thankful for the glory of the Holy Ghost. Wow. Amen. Sunday night, we had a wonderful service, didn't we? Amen. Sister Tina received a gift of the Holy Ghost. Praise God. Woo. Hallelujah. He did it. He did it. Amen. She just let God, and you got to receive to get. Amen. Hallelujah. Praise God. And we're so thankful that God is still pouring out his spirit in this day and hour. Amen. And today we had four services at the Nacogdoches County Jail. And I'm telling you what, the first service was packed out. Men came ready. Men came hungry. Amen. They were tired of their pancake and bologna breakfast. And they came to get something more than physical food. They came to get something from the Lord. Brother Zach picks on them and said, that is your jailhouse McGriddle. They give them two pancakes and a piece of bologna and a little bit of syrup. And that's their meal. And for lunch, they had their two hot dogs and their chips and a little bit of mustard. And but you know what? Those men gathered in there and the Holy Ghost ministered today in a beautiful manner. Then, right behind them came another group. And probably about 15 to 16 men in that group. First group was probably about 30, 40. Second group came and God did again another work. Then we had two females out of another tank. And right after that, we had about 16 females from another group. And the God of heaven did it again. I'm telling you. All the way to about to 4:15 today, we had service from 9. And, you know, I still feel that, man, inside today, the power of the Almighty God at work. And it feels good what God's doing. Amen. And I love what God's doing tonight in this place. Amen. Hallelujah. Let's go to the Lord in prayer. Sister Nina took a fall a while ago. She is here, I think. But her ankle was kind of hurt. And she's probably got some more other little bang-up bruises. But we prayed for her a while ago. I want you to pray for her again. Pray for Brother Riley, Brother Martin, Brother Martinez. Brother Kuhn just had two stents put in this week. And he's doing so much better. But he's still short-winded, trying to recover with that. We're going to trust the Lord to keep working. Also, the Garza family. Brother Garza came here for the Spanish Bible Quiz Tournament. They lost a daughter last week. We want the Lord to be with them. Would you take these needs to the Lord? Lord, we love you and we thank you. Lord, we pray for that special touch on every one of these that are hurting, those that are sick, those that are recovering, those that need comfort, consolation, and those that need guidance tonight. We pray the anointing in our children's church, in our team, God, back our team session in the back, and Lord, us tonight that has come in this place. We pray for the glory of your spirit and the work of your hand. We give you thanks. We give you praise. And we give you honor. Somebody say amen.
Amen.
Ephesians, second chapter, please. Ephesians chapter 2. Have your Bible. Get your sword out. Amen. Praise God. Get your sword out. Turn to Ephesians chapter 2. We're going to go to verse 8, 9, and 10. Brother Mike Phillips will be ministering Sunday morning and Sunday night. Brother Mike Phillips has been here and a dynamic preacher. He's preached camp meetings. He's preached conferences, youth camps. Heard him all my life, revivals. And he's retired from pastoring. Brother Mike Phillips is used in the Holy Ghost. So won't you invite somebody to come with you and let God be God. Amen. The 17th of the month, Brother Caleb Morgan and his new bride will be with us. Brother Caleb Morgan's been in Nacogdoches several times. If you Bible quiz, you remember Sulphur, the coach, and their little team. Well, Caleb was the coach, and his wife was one of the Bible quizzers. And they're married and been married for a little while, and we're excited they're coming. And it's just good to feel Jesus tonight in this place. Oh, I love it. I love it. I love it. Ephesians 2, verse 8. The scripture says this. For by grace are you saved through faith, and that not of yourselves. It is the what? Not of works, because if you did something to get it, you're going to boast. Not of works, lest any man should boast. Verse 10. For we are his workmanship, created in Christ Jesus unto good works, which God hath before ordained that we should walk in them. I'm thankful that God has orchestrated his work, his spirit in my life. Amen. What a deal to know that God, amen, has worked. We are saved by grace through faith. Faith constitutes an obedience. Grace is an opportunity. But to get through that door, you got to go through that door. Somebody say amen. Noah found grace in the eyes of the Lord, but he had to build an ark, didn't he? And he had to get through that door. Lord, we thank you tonight for the word. Bless your church in Jesus' name. Amen. God bless you. You may be seated. Turn also to Ephesians, the first chapter, verses 7 through 14. Ephesians chapter 1, verses 7, 8, 9, 10, 11, 12, 13, and 14 says, in whom we have redemption through his blood and the forgiveness of sin according to the what? Riches of his grace. God ain't poor. And there's some riches of God's grace. How many wants the riches of God in your life? Amen. I want God's riches. Wherein he hath abounded towards us in all wisdom and prudence, having made known unto us the mystery of his will. We couldn't find his will. We couldn't find our purpose. But his will can be made known according to his good pleasure, which he hath purposed in himself. Verse 10. That in the dispensation of the fullness of time he might gather together in one all things in Christ, both which are in heaven and which are on the earth, even in him, in whom also you have obtained an inheritance, being predestinated according to the purpose of him who worketh all things after the counsel of his own will, that we should be to the praise of his glory, who first trusted in Christ, in whom also you also trusted, and that ye heard the word of truth, the gospel of your salvation, in whom also that after that ye believed, ye were sealed. Somebody say sealed. Filled and sealed with the Holy Spirit of promise. Man, I'm thankful tonight I've been sealed with the Holy Ghost promise and filled with the power of the Holy Ghost. Are you thankful for the hand of the Lord? Let's give the Lord a hand of praise now. Well, the grace of God is something we don't deserve, yet we got to surrender to it. And grace begins to constitute obedience to faith. You got to obey and you got to work with faith. Faith is more than just having a head belief, but you have to have a heart that begins to say, God, I want what you have for me. I want what you paid for. And you begin to choose to let God work in your life by your obedience to faith and the grace of the Lord Jesus Christ. The grace is that unmerited favor, something you don't deserve. And tonight, I want to just ask a question. Sister Becky's our mathematician in our church, and she does a great job teaching. We thank God for her and her zeal and burden for students to learn. Okay, we're going to ask one of your students a math question tonight. And Sister Becky, since you're the teacher, which one can I pick? Carson. Carson, come up here, man. We got a great math question for you. All right? You know, I'm not going to embarrass him alone. Why not have Brent to come up with him? All right. You come stand on this side, okay? All right. This is the equation. Zero.
Like a big zero.
Plus one equals what? Somebody said two over here. Zero. Put a zero up there again. Plus one equals what? If I say one. Zero. Plus one equals one. Now, get on this side of me, Brother Brent. Amen. I want to talk to you about that zero. Worthless number. It has no value.
Zero. Make that big zero.
Zero is a worthless number. It's really not even a number. It's just a symbol if it has no value. It's worthless. It has no value at all till something is added to it. If I take this and I put a one behind it, zero has no effect. But when I put and add a one to zero, I add a one to this zero, something begins to happen to the equation. I just want you to think with me. Zero by itself is incomplete, and there is nothing there. But when it is added to something, link his arm now, get him by the elbow, there you go. Together they become something. Amen. And when you put a bunch of zeros behind a one, it becomes great, great value. Amen. And when a church begins to realize that we are just zeros, we have nothing to add to ourselves, nothing. But when the God of heaven, that one true God, comes into that life of nothing, amen, there is a value exchange. There's something about it. Amen. And you could take a bunch of zeros and put right here. All right, come on, guys, on the front of Colin. Come on up here. You could be a zero tonight. Come on up here, brother. Brent, John, Ashton, Brother Will, Brother Little Roy. Get up here. Get on this side of them now. Get on this side, Brother Will. Sister Becky, how many zeros that is behind this man right here? This way. Y'all link up now. How many is that now? So what is that number? If that's one and that's zero, how many is that, y'all? Isn't that amazing? What was nothing now becomes something. All because of something added to it. That number one being placed in his life. I want to tell you, we're nothing. Nothing at all. Zero. 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 We had no ability on our own till this one true God come in our life. And this God had all the value, all the help, all the blessing to add to your life. And you know what? Every one of you could get in line with all the zeros and say, I am a zero. Amen. I am an empty value person until, amen, the mighty God came to where I'm at. Amen. And God begins to make up a value change in my life. God will put you up on the glorious side. It's the riches of the work of God. Amen. When God does a work in your life. Thank you, men. I want you to see that example tonight. Zero. Amen. Zero by itself is incomplete. But with a number, it starts to become and belong. Amen. God does a work that we can't do for ourselves. That's what grace is. Grace is God adding to your zero something you don't deserve. God will make you something. And today in a session, I looked at the face of people that are criminally charged, people that are going to prison. I looked at the face of those charged with murder. I looked at the people that were charged with drug charges, failure to appear. I looked at people that in there for theft, for abuse, all kind of abuses. I looked at the faces of the eyes of females that's had their children taken away the last 6 months. Some of them had children taken away from them the last 10 years. I've looked at females today that were considered worthless by the standard of morals and this world standards. I looked at a bunch of worthless zeros, but then I began to point them to one that could change their life, one that could make them whole, one that could make them a new creature. I'm thankful today for the power of the Almighty God. That will change your whole dynamics of your life. Amen. Oh, are you thankful for the power of the Holy Ghost tonight? Zeros. We have nothing. Nothing on our own. We have no value on our own. Amen. But God does a work that we can't do for ourselves. You know, cosmetics may cover up some things. Cosmetics, I mean, you ever seen somebody that try to paint it on thick? I mean, they try to cover their ugliness. They try to cover up maybe the scars. And there are some that have past plastic surgeries that will take and reform maybe a facial injury or something. But underneath all that cosmetics and plastic, it's the same old person underneath it. But I'm thankful that Jesus, when he comes in, he removes sin. When we're baptized in his name, he remits sin and adds value. The Bible says we become new creatures in Christ. Amen. All things are what? Passed away. And behold, all things have become. I want to tell you today, amen, it takes, in order to be a new creature, it takes the works of having the Creator in your life. It takes the works of one, amen, the one true God living and coming into your life, and the glory of his value being expressed in your life. Amen. The Creator will make you a new creature. Are you thankful that God has more than a makeup job for you? God has more than a plastic job for you. God has more than religion for you. But God has a new heart for your life. If any man be in Christ, he's a new creature. Old things have passed away. Amen. I think it's, you know, now I know where I came from. I'm like the turtle on the fence post, right? You see a turtle on the fence post, you know it had to get some help to get where it's at. And when we know where God has brought us from, we will live in a manner of appreciation. When we remember that we're just a zero, we're just a nothing. It's amazing that the new man in Christ is transformed, not just in the way he lives, but in his value. God will take an absolutely trashy life, a messed up life, a broken life, but with his grace, we become something valuable. Are you thankful that God will take zeros and make heroes out of them? The difference is God. The difference is God's work, his word, and his way being in the life. Zero plus one is one. When that one true God is in your life, you'll take your nothingness and make something beautiful out of it. You know, repentance is basically when we turn to God and we turn from sin and to God, we uproot and we replant it. And you want to just say this, you can't have a resurrection without a death. And until you die in your sin and recognize that you are a nothing and that you will not make it on your own, amen, that a zero has no value. And when there's a lot of people really think there's something in life, and their stubborn pride will hold them back that they think they're somebody. Have you ever seen somebody who thought they were better than somebody else? Their nose was in the air. If they walked outside on a rainy day, they would drown. I mean, they feel that they are entitled. Nothing you could add to yourself will cause you to have value. The Bible says when we came into this world, we were naked. And when we leave, we can't take anything with us. Amen. We're just zeros, folks, without God. Amen. I need the help of God. I need the glory of God. The zero will always die out in value because it has an empty spot in it. But, oh, friend, I have a God today that is able to fill that empty spot. The Bible says we are complete in him who is the head of all principality and power. You ought to clap the hand today and say, thank you, Jesus. Woo! There's a big term that's called subjective emotion, which means this: I'm too unclean, I'm too unworthy, I'm too unholy, undeserving really to even read the Bible because, you know, But I want to tell you, Jesus made a way to get you out of your rut. There's some people feel subjective. They have a subjective emotion that don't want the things of God. Some people enjoy their pet sins. They enjoy the chains. You know, God breaks the chains, but there's a lot of people like pet chains. They like to hold them. I really don't want to let go of this. I enjoy my problem. You know, that problem in me has been here together for many years. And these chains have begin to be part of my life. And I really like being this individual. I really like being a zero. That's what they're saying. But folks, I want to tell you, I love what God does when I finally yield myself to God and surrender to God and bring my zero to the Almighty God and subject myself to God. Amen. Others say, I feel so badly. I can never be good enough. I can never, you know, God won't ever choose me. Look at all the bad things I've done, all the problems I can't get my ducks in a row. I want to tell you, you'll never get your ducks in a row. You will never get your ducks in a row. We don't get good to get God. We get God to get good. You'll never get your ducks in a row. But the God of heaven will not only get your ducks in the right row, but God will get your soul, amen, in the role of his kingdom. Amen. And God will give you a hope beyond this life. Somebody say amen. To get into God, you got to go through his word and his plan. Noah was saved because he went through the word of God and the plan of God. Now, there's a scripture in Romans 6, 23. For the wages of sin is what? But the gift of God is eternal life. I'm thankful that God has a gift for us. And that gift is eternal life. A zero life, God says, why stay a zero? I paid the price for you. I have something for you. I have a value for you. But you're going to say, I just don't deserve that, God. I've been a zero all my life. I've been a nobody. I didn't have a daddy. I didn't have a mama. I didn't have a, Excuses we build up and begin to say, I should always be a zero. Yes, we should. But Calvary stood for us, and the one true God of heaven that became flesh, amen, became a man. And he hung there as an offering for you that you don't have to stay in your pitiful condition. Amen. I'm thankful that God has a hope beyond this world and God has made a payment. The gift of God is eternal life. I love telling this story of how the king that was in Saudi Arabia had computer situations. His computer systems were failing, so therefore his security system wasn't working right. His cameras, all his different things in his house wasn't operating because of a computer glitch. So he got a hold of the company that was out of Houston, Texas, that was well famous for working on these computers. And these people had put his together before, and something happened. So he called the company and he said, listen, I will fly your technician down. I have these problems, and I would take care of him if he would come and work on my computer system. He said, we're having a lot of problems. So out of Houston Intercontinental Airport, this technician, en route to Saudi Arabia, he takes off with his little bag of instruments, and he gets to Saudi Arabia, and he looks at the computer, and he says, you know, they take care of me very well. They put me in the finest of the finest in the palace. And he said, I'm in the king's place, and the servants are waiting on me. The very best of best. And how beautiful it was for this. And he walks in and looks at the computer. Within 15 minutes, he finds the glitch. And he thinks, should I prolong this? Or should I just fix it and get it over with? 15-minute fix. Here he is, a man has spent a fortune to get me across over here, and he's put me in the finest. And you know, he said, you know what? I'm not going to drag my feet. I'm going to just fix it. 15 minutes, he fixed it. And then he went to the king and the king's advisor. He said, your IT man, your technical man, I want him to come and show him that if this happens, what to do. And he trained the two technicians there that belonged to the king. And he said, listen, this is what's going on with your computer. And the king was amazed because this technician resolved the issue within 15 minutes, taught his people all about the computer. And you know the great thing about it? It was time for this technician to head back to Houston. And the king was so pleased. He gave the company such big bonus and the technician. And right before he left this king, the king said, listen, I want to do something for you. And the technician said, no. You know, this was our stuff and the glitch was nothing. I mean, you pay for me to come here and all this. Ah. The king said, no, let me give you just a token of my appreciation. I want to do something for you. And so the man got to thinking, what can he said, you know, king, he said, back in Houston, I belong to a golf, I like to play golf. And he said, just get me a golf club. And the king said, it's going to be done. So he gets back to Houston, Texas, and he's expecting, you know, he really wasn't expecting, but he thought, they're going to send me a golf club. You know, FedEx would come, UPS would come. And one day, about 2 weeks later, there came a certified package. And he thought, this is not a golf club. It came from the king. He signed for it, and he began to open it up. Inside of it was a title to a 200-acre country club with a golf course on it. I want to tell you, we're not dealing with anybody when we talk to our God. We're talking to the King of Kings. God has kingly gifts. You know, so when I come to God in my zero effect, I start saying, God, I've got sin. You don't realize I'm nothing. I've messed up my life. I'm unknown. I'm undone. Incomplete, et cetera, and et cetera, and et cetera. I'm just nothing but a big zero. I'm just an empty thing. But God said, you don't realize I am the King of Kings. And a lot of times we want God just to roll that zero on the other side of him. And Lord, just take away my sins. Take away all the iniquities out of my life. But you know what? Amen. Carson, run back up here, Mr. Zero. Amen. Whoa, yet I want to tell you what God will do. God is not just a king. He's a King of Kings. He has a kingly gift for you. More than just to take your nothing. And when you come to God, God says, now you're going to become a royal priesthood, a holy nation, a peculiar person. That you are a new person. You got more than just sins forgiven. When you get the Holy Ghost, you got more than God just open up your cranial structure and pouring in his spirit. God comes to live. You become the palace of the king. Amen. You become his possession. Know you not that your body is the temple of the Holy Ghost. Well, what you have, it becomes a holy place. It becomes a holy life. God, why do we live in the zero effect when God says, I'm a king? Why do you want just a little golf club when God says, look, I own the cattle on 1,000 hills. Look what I own. I own the taters underneath the hills. But we want that little bit, don't we? We think, I want to tell you, I have a mighty God, Carson, that is able to use your life. Oh, God, use me. Use me to play the drums. No. Lord, use me to be a mighty soul winner. Use me to be an impacting agent. If God, amen, who reached down and took this old zero right here and added his blessing, my God has things that the eye haven't seen, the ear hasn't heard, the mind hasn't conceived, the things that God has prepared for them that fear him. Woo! Hallelujah. Just think what God has for you, Carson, in your life. God wants you to be so far advanced. The king has more than just something you could hold in your hand, but something you could stand on, something you could walk in, something that a realm of his glory, amen, that you could abide in. Amen. Oh, friend, I'm thankful that I got more than just a little juice of religion. I got more than an experience. I got more than just a little tongue talking. But I got the King of Kings and the Lord of Hosts living inside of my life. Know you not, amen, we are the children of God. Know you not that we are the temple of the Holy Ghost. Know you not that we have the King living inside of us. how beautiful it is. Now, I have his name, the water baptism. He has washed me and remitted my sins. But he has taken added value to my life that I couldn't get. Now, there are some people that start feeling, after God's done so much for them, they start feeling, look how good I am. And they feel like, I don't need you, God, anymore. And they start living their life, man. And, you know, God has blessed them. As children of Israel, God did that. God blessed them and blessed them and blessed them. But they forgot that they were zeros. And without the effect of God in their life, they started thinking, man, we're bad. We're good. Woo, look how great I am. They became dignified, chicken fried. I mean, boy, they started strutting around. Israel thought, woo, man, look at me. And look how rich we are. We got cattle. We got sheep. We got olive trees. I mean, look at what we got. I mean, got all this. And they started courting the world. Remember, folks, you can't serve God, and you can't serve self, and you can't serve anything else. Even God needs to be number one in your life. God needs to be the one in your life. God needs to be the holy one in your life. Amen. And so Carson, Israel started courting other things, and they gave God a bye-bye. God said, okay. And the boy, God said, yeah, you can handle it. Yeah, you can handle it. We'll see how much you can handle it without me. Because, man, I don't care how you dice it and divide it, you're just a zero. Apart from God, you're nothing. And, oh, God, let them go. Finally, they realize in their despair, they realize, you know, we really need God. So they dialed 911 God. And the grace of God just keeps leading them. Are you thankful for amazing grace? How sweet the sound that saved a zero like me. Oh, grace came and led them back and put them back on the right side. Guess what? A little bit later, you know, he did the same thing. Same old thing. Round and round they go. Where they stop, nobody knows. But the grace of good, the goodness of God keeps reaching. Grace keeps pursuing. Finally, get you back where you need to be. Amen. Are you thankful that one day, amen, somebody gets a little sense in their brain and said, God, without you, I am nothing. Without you, I can't make it. When you get to that place as a saint of God, that you realize that you will not be able to make it without God. I don't care how good looking you are, mama. I don't care how strong you are, daddy. I don't care what your last name is. I don't care how much money you got in the bank. I don't care how talented you are. You still need God in your life. Hallelujah. How beautiful. 1 + 0 = 1. Isn't it amazing when we come to Jesus Christ? It is kind of like this. Amen. He brings us to him and we become something. Now, you remember King Saul and big old Goliath? You know, King Saul, he started looking up just a zero. We got a big old giant out here. That big old giant's going to tear me up. He's going to kill us. King Saul should have realized, I am the anointed king of Israel. But King Saul kept on looking, and he started shaking in his sandals. Then I'm scared. Hiding behind the rocks, and he would peek and see big, ugly Goliath up there. I'm scared. And it took a David that came, and David looked at the same big, ugly giant, and he said, you ain't going to take him, dude? Oh, the king said, I'm just a zero. Yeah, you are a zero by yourself. David walked out, and he said, the battle's not mine, but it's thine, God. You see, when you get with God and you couple with God, God used the hand of David. Amen. Oh, you're right-handed. Amen. Oh, God used the hand of David to slay the big Goliath. Hey, friend, and I want to let you know, this is something I just thought about today. Goliath was so big. His spear was like a weaver's beam. And guess what Goliath had with him? He had a shield bearer. My question today was this. When David popped Goliath, And that big old man fell right on his face and bowed. And the earth shook. Where was the armor bearer? I imagine he ran like a scalded chicken, don't you? And took off. And David ran and took the sword of Goliath. And he cut off Goliath's head and picked up that big old greasy head and held it up. And when he did, Israel came alive because they realized, hey, you may feel like a zero and you may think you're just a zero, but when you're with God, God has victory for your life. God has a power for your life. God has joy for your life. God has a capitalized glory for your life. Stand with me. Don't be a zero. Don't stay a zero. Get with God. Let God add to your life. Then when God adds to your life, add to your faith. The Bible teaches about adding to your faith. You've got to grow some things in your life. Grow your relationship with God. Stay one with God. Stay one with God. Oneness. How many believes in the oneness of God? We believe there's only one God. There's not three. I'm sorry. When they threw the three in the fiery furnace, the king didn't look in and say, one, two, three, four, five, six. No, no, in the fire of God, there was only one plus the three Hebrew children. Amen. There was no room for a trinity or a multiplicity Godhead. Amen. The one true God was walking with them in the fire. I want to tell you, God will be that one to help you. You ought to praise God tonight. He will be that one that will add to your life. He will be that one that will fulfill your life. Woo!
Hallelujah.
Zero plus one is one. So whenever I add God in my life, when you see me, you shouldn't see me. You shouldn't see the zero anymore. You should have seen that one true God in me. Oh, let it be that when people see us, they don't look and see a big bald-headed guy. They don't see a bald-headed preacher. When I go to the jail, I don't want them to see me. I have nothing. Paul said all my fame, all the things in my past, my education, all the different things that I have, he said, I count it as dung. I may have Christ. That God is number one in my life. We believe in the oneness of God. But I want to teach you something. The oneness of God will do you no good if you're not one with God. Stay one with God. And if he's number one, God's going to make you number one in his kingdom. Amen. Lift your hands gently above your head. Amen. And I want you to thank the Lord for what he does for us. Thank you, Jesus, for the beauty and the goodness that you bring. Your great mercy, your great power, your great love. Thank you for the great work that you do, Lord. Bless this congregation tonight with your riches, the grace that you have, Lord. Amen. We thank you today, God. We bless your name. We praise you in Jesus' name. Hallelujah. Woo, hallelujah. Know where God has brought you from.
I want to be a willing vessel, a vessel you can use. I want to have empty myself available to you. Let me be a willing vessel, be a willing vessel, be a willing vessel you can use.
thank the Lord tonight for his word. Thank the Lord for his promises. Thank you for the work that you do in my life, Jesus. I love and I praise you and I appreciate you today, God. I want to be what you call me to be, Jesus. I want your work in my life. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord, tonight. Hallelujah. God accepts nobody's messed up, broken lives, unfit lives, incomplete people. But you got to get on the right side of God through obedience of your faith. Grace is a beautiful thing. Grace will put you in a new place. You obey God. Are you thankful for the word of the Lord, the goodness of the Lord? Amen. Amen. Reach out to people this week. Amen. I want you to help me to get somebody to hear the service Sunday morning and Sunday night.